Test 66, Section 2, Question 15. So here it's a flaw on that it overlooks. So we're looking at something that it fails to do or that it needed to do, but it didn't. Many social critics claim that contemporary journalists' cynical tendency to look for selfish motives behind the seemingly altruistic of powerful people undermines society's well-being. Okay, so a lot of people say, hey, the media is undermining society's well-being by looking for selfish motives in altruistic behavior, apparently altruistic. And they're doing that by convincing people that success is invariably associated with greed and mendacity. This is one where you don't really have to know what mendacity means to say, okay, so they're saying that it's harmful by making people think that success equals greed and other bad stuff. But the critics' claim is absurd. So that's our conclusion, is that their claim is absurd. The cynicism of contemporary journalists cannot be a contributing factor to the undermining of our society's well-being. So it can't be contributing. For journalists have always been cynics. Today's journalists are, if anything, more restrained than their predecessors. So it's saying, well, it can't be hurting it because they've always done this. And the problem with this is just because they've always done it doesn't mean it isn't harmful. And so that's the problem. So it overlooks the possibility that maybe it's always been harmful. So A, widespread cynicism is beneficial to the well-being of a society. Actually, it's not overlooking that. This argument doesn't have to address whether cynicism is beneficial or not. It's whether or not the cynicism of the journalists is contributing to the undermining. And so that's kind of the idea. It's not overlooking the idea that cynicism is beneficial. Cynicism about the motives of powerful people increases the amount of information one has about them. I don't really see why that would be an important thing. We don't have to, there's nothing necessary about knowing more information. See, the work of contemporary journalists reflects a cynicism that's not really genuine. Well, here, it's not necessarily that we know whether we have information about whether it's genuine or whether it's, kind of made up. Then any accurate description of human behavior portrays it as selfish. It's not overlooking that possibility. And then E, cynicism of this type on the part of journalists has always had a negative effect on the well-being of society. There we go, thank goodness. Because that was what we said, was that if you're saying it can't be harmful because they've always done it, you have to assume that it's not harmful when they did it before. And so, therefore, E is going to be our correct answer.